Paul James, after the last two games, you must be delighted. You know you're going to say to me, what do you mean the last two games?
You know, I mean, I've been telling people all season long, I think that, you know, the stuff we do in training, I think if everybody comes together and does their job, you know, we can challenge anybody, we can beat anybody. And I think tonight, this packed house, this fantastic crowd that's in here tonight, saw something very special.
I mean, you've done it again, you scalped Newcastle. Is it the Paul James factor? What is it? What are you seem to have a way of understanding how to just spot their weaknesses and exploit them.
No, I don't. You know what? I just think, you know, Newcastle are just another team. You know, they put five guys out there, and I think a lot of teams they hear the name Newcastle and they're beat already. And certainly we've been working a lot, certainly on the mind this week. Like, hey, they're just another team, and they put five guys out there, so do we. And what we need to do is challenge them mentally. We need to match them physically, and make sure that we execute and limit them as much as possible to one shot per possession. So I thought pretty much we did that well tonight.
Yeah, great sharp ball movement, and down the stretch I guess it was about keeping that composure, because the guys didn't seem to crumble. They seemed to become rather frantic tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a stage where I think Ash got a little bit excited. I had to calm him down. Young lad, he's like a kid in the sweetie shop in the end, but had to calm him down a bit. But apart from that, I thought we did a great job in just keeping our composure, being really tough and physical with Newcastle. They really don't like that. They like to do that to other teams, and I thought we did a great job in doing that and keeping our composure. And you know, what a fantastic win for us.
Yeah, because of course the foul count was going up, and this game was always going to be played in the low post, wasn't it, tonight? Or won or lost in the low post.
Yeah, it was. You know, they've got Darius Defoe, who's one of the best big men in the league, and you know, they like to go to him early on, so it's key that we kind of controlled him early. Pav picked up a couple of early fouls, but you know, came back really well and stayed out of foul trouble. And then, you know, once Paris got going and warmed up properly, they had no match for him either. So I thought between Paris and Pavel, they did an unbelievable job this evening.
Paris back now, I guess, you know, sort of firing on all cylinders. I mean, straight back in his house, and top scores 26 points.
Yeah,
he was feeling it tonight.
I think Pavel top scored 26 and Paris had 20, but still, you know, Paris is still going to need a game or two to get back to you know, full fitness. But you know, he's just such a presence inside, rebounding wise, very tough, very physical, and he rallies the troops. You know, he's a winner. So you know, really glad to have him back on the court.
And looking forward, what's this going to do to the group? I mean, it's got to lift the spirit of the team.
Well, if this doesn't lift the spirit of the team, then they're in the wrong sport, really. So, yeah, I mean, it's a fantastic win, and it just shows that, hopefully shows all the players that when we put our minds to it and we work hard in training, we do our homework, and they listen in the video sessions and stick to the game plan, we can beat anybody.